night's edition. Yes, that is right. Live Sunday night radio going out across the country. And if you want to be on the show, because you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Tonight we've been talking about police planting meth. We've been talking about peaceful parenting for the past bit. You can call in 603-435-1105. Again, that's 603-435-1105. And that is the ProXPN toll number.
So I find this peaceful parenting terminology to be just branding for people that sell books. I think what we're talking about is spanking. And,
sure.
You know, that's what I've heard about. That's what Crichton called in about for this Southern Methodist University study that we talked about the other night and sort of the effectiveness of spanking. So
right.
I this peaceful parenting thing, I'm not sure what it is. It needs to be defined better before I can use the terminology.
Yeah, no, it's always good to get terms defined. But why don't we go ahead, let's get to the phones. And we've got Michael on the line. Michael, are you with us?
Affirmative.
Excellent. You wanted to talk about police misconduct, is that right?
Yes, just adding on to what you guys were saying earlier.
Sure, go ahead.
And I can add to it based upon what's been happening here in New York City and somewhat throughout nationwide. Now, I myself get sick and tired of hearing especially right-wingers saying, oh, it's just one bad apple. And like you said, after days and even weeks of denying such misconduct or criminal acts have ever occurred. First off, let's cut the crap about one bad apple. There is a systemic pattern going on amongst many police agencies, and it was the same way here in New York City with the NYPD.
Yeah, I think Twitter recently very much proved that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want everyone to understand that we have had 20 effing years of absolute police tyranny, misconduct, abuse, injustice. We've had fatalities because of police just opening fire on lawful abiding people of color with the always same scripted excuse, we thought they had a gun. Now, the thing is that the falsehoods against minorities and falsehoods against women. And I got to tell you, there are cases of women that have been raped, that have been beaten down, that were pregnant and suffered miscarriages because of such abuse. Mm-hmm. And the orders come from the top brass. I have argued time and time again, it's not enough to just go after the individual police officers that cross the line and engage in this criminal behavior. And it is criminal, but
I agree.
You also have to go after the people from the top, which includes the mayors that want to control the police department.
Well, that's really the problem in New York is that crime's diminished in New York City. At least that's what we're told out here, running around.
Let me tell you something. All right, crime. If you want to look at crime, you got to look at the entire picture. All right, and what police officers have done, and not saying all police officers are bad, because we do have a lot of dedicated police officers who find themselves stuck between a rock and a hard place because of this political BS. All right, but the thing is that when police officers assault an individual, when they fabricate evidence, when they falsify a report, that is a crime in itself.
Yeah. I agree. Really, you know, Michael, I grew up in New York myself, and Rudy Giuliani and a lot of these politicians, I totally agree with you. I'm glad you said it, that you gotta look at this. You got to go all the way to the top with these people. These guys did crime go down? Sure. Out of racist, bigoted laws and bigoted orders that they were laying out against, like I said, racist, against women, against homeless people, against, you go down the list of pretty much, every kind of minority group that you imagine.
And,
okay, go ahead, Michael.
And that is a crime in itself.
I agree.
The job, let me recite the words of one L.A. Superior Court judge who has retired. I don't know if he is still alive, but his name is William D. Burns, Jr., and he said, the job of the police is to catch criminals and stop criminals, not create criminals. And I'm glad you said Giuliani, because I was about to mention his name, as well as his success. We went from one racist tyrannist to a corporatist nanny wannabe tyrannist. And the thing is that, you know, so many police officers that have probably been busted already, I'm sure that they are looking back and say they wish they hadn't been, you know, just blatantly following orders, but rather following their good conscience. That what police officers need to remember is that when they graduate from the police academy, they go into service, they raise their right hands, and they take an oath. They have taken the oath to support, defend, and comply with laws and the Constitution of the United States. And that Constitution also includes the rights of the people, of equal rights, truth, and justice. As far as I'm concerned, that is their ultimate boss, not some stink pot like Giuliani, not some stink pot like Bloomberg, who want to control the NYPD. And yeah, this stuff has already been coming forth. If you recall, here in New York, we also had a federal court ruling and trial about stop and frisk, in which retired cops who are already collecting pensions and they have nothing to lose, they have come forth and said that they have seen, they heard, and they know that top brass, including their own PBA president, putting pressure on them, trying to create, you know, criminals and all that.
Right.
So let me add one more part before I go. And if people do not believe that this is a systemic pattern, how the hell do you explain that much of the GOP mayors had a late night conference call regarding the Occupy movement and the concerns of what the people were protesting, and that is the top 1% getting away with paying the taxes? The thing is that there was a cry for equal accountability, but then in each of the cities, New York City, Oakland, Detroit, there was always a situation where the people were legally and lawfully and peacefully protesting and rallying, as was their First Amendment rights. But the cops always, under some orders, be initiating the confrontation. They initiate the violence. They're the first ones to attack. And when somebody's trying to film the misconduct and film the violence going on and the assault, the cops would take that person and run, and in one case, ran them up against a parked car, literally throwing them. And this was a TV news cameraman who suffered severe injuries, and the camera was literally destroyed.
Sure.
The cops were violating a federal order saying you cannot preclude people from videotaping police in action because they're out in public, and the cops are violating that rule again under orders from certain people.
Yeah, that's the
absolutely
Glick,
Michael
decision here in the second.
Great points, Michael. Thank you.
Yep, Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and says that police can be recorded while they're on duty, and it seems like they really dislike that. You know, police being recorded, they don't like it.
But, right.
You know, this is a real difficulty, Brian. When we're dealing with a system that if you act in a racist fashion, if you have racist policies that say handed down from the very top. Now, first off, I don't understand how Republicans got elected mayor in New York City in the first place, but let's assume that's not some kind of weird conspiracy.
Money talks.
You know, once you say, okay, we're going to stop and frisk all the young black males you can. Just get them. And this system is among a bunch of policies that work. You've got a real problem. If the policies work, that's a problem. And I don't know what to do, and I don't know what the results are going to be in the long term, but it's scary.
Yeah, it is. Really, a New York City, tyrannical city. Glad I don't live it there anymore. Glad I came to New Hampshire. Anyway, your thoughts, 603-435-1105, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Edition of Free Talk Live, and of course you can call in 603-435-1105. That is the toll number that we have to use for tonight, of course brought to you by ProXPN. And you know, tonight you're joined by Brian
and Stephanie
and Mark. So ProXPN has an offer that's going on for people who are planning ahead for Mother's Day. This is the time to plan, because if you want to get roses for Mother's Day, it gets really tight that last couple of days. You can't just screw around. So there's a dozen rainbow roses to be had for $20 delivered for your mother, And this is a great opportunity because we've got the roses in the studio. They're attractive. We got them, and they were just wonderful. I can't imagine a mother not liking these. There are lots of other options. If you go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter coupon code FTL.
I was going to say, you don't have to get roses. I mean, there's
all kinds of options.
Yeah, I'm sure it really is the thought that counts. People like to feel appreciated. So if you want to appreciate somebody in your life, it's a good way to do that.
You know, you should ask your mom what kind of flowers she likes, too.
That's a good idea.
My mom likes tulips. And
sure.
You know, so I don't get her roses. I get her tulips. It's great this time of year.
Get your dad some tulips.
I guess. So you can go to proflowers.com and enter coupon code FTL and after clicking the microphone there. Check all the options, but these rainbow roses, they're great. You add another $10 to this $20 price tag, bring it up to, I think it's $29.98 at that point, and you'll get some chocolates, too, delivered. Now, another thing I'd recommend, don't have these delivered on Mother's Day. That's a Sunday. Have them delivered, you know, perhaps, you know, at work, maybe on the next Monday. Have them delivered on the Monday before. Whatever the opportunity is, you know, have it someplace that not only she can see them, but other people can enjoy them, too. Because everybody loves fresh flowers. And proflowers.com, they have the freshest flowers. They come direct from their fields. And you can get them there at a great price, $20 for a dozen rainbow roses at proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, coupon code FTL.
Fantastic. So let's go to the phones. Our lines are pretty well loaded up. And we have... Kent in Worcester, is that right? Kent, are you with us?
This is Dave in Mount Jackson. You can go to that caller if you'd like.
Nope, we're going to
you. Oh, yeah, we're going to you.
Oh, outstanding. Well, I mean, I wanted to sound off a little bit about the spanking issue that you guys have been talking. You know, I think I would differentiate spanking from hitting or abusing a child. Although I did hear a social worker here in my jurisdiction here in Virginia tell a parent that his parents, he would classify his own parents as level 3 child abusers under their scale because they spanked him when he was growing up. I think, you know, I'm 50. I was spanked when I was growing up. I don't have any long-lasting mental or physical scars from having been spanked. And I volunteer in our local government schools every day, and I can tell you that the kids who behave the worst in our government schools are the kids whose parents don't discipline their children.
But discipline's different than spanking. You'd agree, right? Like, discipline is discipline's different than spanking. You'd agree, right?
Well, I mean, I think discipline is a subset of spanking, or a spanking could be a subset of discipline. I don't beat my children, but I also want my children growing up that, knowing that certain actions, I mean, certain things that they do, the reaction might not be putting them in a 5-by-8-foot room. The reaction might be that somebody might hurt them or that they could get hurt. My disciplinary
like
issues with my children, I'm sorry?
Somebody like their parents might hurt them.
Well, no, I disagree. I don't think spanking hurts. I think, you know,
Really? So somebody who's 5 times bigger than you, you know, hitting you, that doesn't hurt?
I don't know you, but I would venture to say that our country is getting as bad as it is with school shootings taking place all over the country, with stabbings now occurring up in the schools in the Northeast Corridor, because a lot of children's parents haven't spanked their kids.
David, the numbers are really high of spanking. Spanking is high in this country as far as numbers.
70 to 90% of parents.
And sadly, yeah. You know...
Actually, a lot of the school shooters have been, you know... have horrible childhoods with a lot of physical abuse.
And you know, ethnic groups tend to have higher incidences of spanking. And, you know, that's oftentimes where violent crime comes from. So, I mean, I think there's nothing to back up your statement.
These aren't ethnic kids committing school shootings. These are largely white children who are on antipsychotic medications because their parents can't discipline their children. It's much easier to drug them than to discipline them, than to spank them even.
Okay, well, see, I get kind of confused here. I don't know whether, you know, any of the kids that have been in school shootings, the few school shootings that have existed in this country, I don't know whether that's related to spanking or not. I haven't done that study. It seems like you're leveling some wild accusation without information on that.
I used to be a police officer, but I also frequently volunteer in our schools.
Okay, but
I have a child
that I haven't spanked that doesn't need discipline. So I've got contrary information to what you have. I agree.
That's right. I didn't speak with uniformity. Nothing is uniform.
Right.
Well, you said people. They're kids. That sounds pretty uniform.
Well, you said he's talking about discipline, and this is the problem. Is there's a collapse between spanking and discipline. I think spanking is short. It is the fast road to discipline. The kids, the parents often will use this, and it's the low road. It doesn't. It's not as effective as good parenting and then good discipline. In my opinion, now, we have only used timeouts and taking things away from my son. It's been effective. Now, I don't have three kids running around, as people have suggested. One of the reasons we don't have three kids running around is we wanted to concentrate on one. That's because the parents didn't have enough discipline in many cases to limit their amount of children they had at a given time. So
I agree. We do man-to-man. We don't believe in zone parenting.
Man-to-man versus zone. That's
okay. Here's my take on this, David. I mean, I raised three children. Okay, from a pretty early age, they weren't biologically mine, but I don't think it matters. And in raising, I spanked them pretty. Yeah, I mean, I used plenty of corporal punishment, and I was Christian at the time. It was a Christian home, all the good stuff that's supposed to create this really wonderful upbringing for a family. But what I came to realize is that I was raising children into, quote unquote, flying, thinking straight and flying right out of absolute fear. And it's the same problem I had with Christianity, where it's telling you, look, you better do this right or you're going to go to hell. And I can't help, David, but think that that's a very twisted outlook to have, in that, you know what I mean? To say to these kids, no, you need to be afraid. No, they need to know what love is, and how mixed of a message is it to say to a kid, I love you, but I'm going to smack you on the butt. There's a disconnect there. So, David, if you want to hold the line, we can talk more about this.
Sure.
Okay, and you can call in, of course, with your thoughts, 603-435-1105. This is Free Talk Live. How do you feel about peaceful parenting? A lot of people, a lot of opinions. You can share yours.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. And boy, tonight we are talking peaceful parenting, always an interesting, or parenting in general, always an interesting topic. We've got quite a few phone calls to get to, but you still can call in because we do this 7 to 10 Eastern. So 603-435-1105, that is the ProXPN toll, it is not toll free, call-in line. So, anyway, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, we all live here in New Hampshire for a reason. It's not just a random thing. We weren't born here. We actually chose to move here, picked up all our stuff, and got a place and came. And the reason is because we want to live a more freedom-filled life, right? And we want to try to create a life that is freer and happier for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so we came here as part of a community of people, I guess, or a movement of people called the Free State Project. The Free State Project is an organization that wants to get people to move to New Hampshire to try to act to bring about more freedom in their lives, whatever that means to them. And you can find out more about it at freestateproject.org. They also have two events every year. One is called the Liberty Forum, which we talked about on the show. That happens over the winter. And the other one is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, also known as Pork Fest. And just a couple weeks from now, maybe about 2 months from now, we are going to be heading up to Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, up in the beautiful White Mountains, doing Free Talk Live and camping for a week and multiple other very fun activities. I can't wait. It's always a great time. So if you want to find out what New Hampshire is like, perhaps you're interested in the Free State Project, Pork Fest is a great way to experience it for a week and see how you like it. And you can find out about that at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
Yeah, always a great time. A lot of liberty-loving people just getting together and, you know, peacefully doing what they do. It's really something. So I want to go back to the phones. We've got David. David, are you still with us?
Yeah, folks, I am.
Okay, fantastic. David, now I mentioned at the end of the last segment that, you know, I thought that spanking and saying you love someone is kind of a mixed message to send to a child, and I wanted to get your response to that. I wanted to make sure you had
that. Well, I mean, as a parent, and, you know, I'd almost go to the point where I think people need to be licensed to be parents nowadays, but then we'd have to go, you know, who's going to issue the license under whose standards?
Right, this is my same problem, David. I'm coming from the same standpoint as you are. I think that this is an incredibly important job, and I would certainly never turn it over to politicians to give out a license.
That's correct. That's correct. It's bad enough we have government schools where the politicians get to go in that way. But to your question, I think to me, part of the social responsibility I have as a parent are to raise young, upstanding, responsible children. And yes, I've spanked my children on occasion. I'm able to differentiate between spanking and beating. But I also want to raise young, responsible children who are able to show not only fellow, you know, their peers, but also adults, the respect that I think all people deserve. My children are not racist. They don't bully other children. But my children also won't allow themselves to be bullied.
Okay. So, you know, I hear that. But my concern there is that, and this is tough, okay? Believe me, I will say, I'll make sure everybody knows, and you said it, David, Mark has said it, other people have said it, parenting is such a tough job. I mean, and it is nonstop. And it's even tougher, like, say you do the peaceful parenting thing, where you don't do any kind of spanking, you know, however you want to define it. You've got, you know, and you do that under the auspices of, okay, I'm going to show them not to fear, but to love, to literally love, to not be, you know, so afraid of whatever. But then you're in this world where not everybody's doing that, and the messages they're getting, you know, is that this is how it's done and that everything is fearful. I mean, you turn on the TV and everybody's afraid of this and that. I mean, it's such, you know, so I wonder, I don't have, admittedly myself, I don't have the answer to what do you do instead of, you know, spanking, to somehow warn a kid of, like, hey, don't touch a hot pan, you know, things of that nature. Because this is what gets asked of people, is what do you do? And I don't immediately have that answer, but myself, I question really the family structure itself. That's where I come down on it. David, thank you very much for your call tonight and your thoughts.
I have a couple of answers of what can you do in a hot pan. So one thing that I think of is, you know, obviously it depends on how old the kid is and what resources you have available, but one thing is remove them from the situation, separate them from whatever dangerous thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
I think having more adults than just two in the situation is very, very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is talk to them about it, depending on how old they are again. Another thing is distract them with something else. Divert their attention to something else.
Sure. I mean, and again, I was spanking, and I had the threat of hell, the whole thing, on the three kids I was raising. One of them still ran away at one point. You know, I mean, so, you know.
Not a very, like, happy relationship with those kids, huh?
No, definitely not, and I can see where my part in that was not helpful.
The diversion thing, and diversion parenting is certainly something we used while raising Jack, and it... I've got to say, it feels like a begging off of making a response, of taking responsibility in a situation. Because sometimes, yep, you can divert a child and you know, not deal with the consequences or whatever. But then, what do you raise? Do you raise a person who has the expectation that, oh well, and everything, anything I'm doing, anything wrong, somebody's going to take care of it, or whenever you know, something's not going right for me, somebody's going to step in.
Well, with a little baby, sometimes that's all you can do.
I gotcha.
You know. And
I just want to make it clear that there's this other side to unschooling and peaceful parenting, which is to say that sometimes you can raise really vain, self-centered kids if you don't do it right. There is a way to do it wrong, and it never gets spoken of in the peaceful parenting world.
Absolutely.
I think that's a fair point, Mark. And, you know, this is one of the... reasons, I don't have kids.
Right.
By choice.
Yeah. No, same here. I'm not. I mean, I've had a vasectomy done to myself because I've said, no, I am not going to take on this responsibility ever again because I know how much it is and
own.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, and that's not an anti, I want to get to the phones here, but that's not an anti-child mentality to not have children. It's actually a pro-child mentality in to bring them into a situation that I am not prepared to handle. Okay, and yes. I think that's a very wonderful conscious choice, just as loving towards children as parents that want to have them. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Do we have Kent? Is this Kent?
No, this is Kent from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, I pronounced Worcester right. So last time.
Yeah, like the steak sauce.
Yeah, exactly. So, Kent, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I want to do a little topic change here.
Sure.
Then you guys can get back on your thing. But before I do the topic change, my ex-wife is Japanese, and our son is half Japanese. And our son was raised with Japanese discipline. It's an amazing way to discipline your child and self-esteem. And also, you know, like in Japan, they have beer machines right on the street. The kids underage know they don't touch those cigarette machines.
Can you give us a quick summary of what is Japanese discipline? I've never heard of that before.
Okay, Japanese discipline is you're building the child's morale. But if the child at a younger age, you know, some people may see it as abuse, but say you have a wood stove, you know, you guys are from New Hampshire, wood stove, the child keeps going by the wood stove. And you're like, okay, the mother will show the child what happens when he touches the wood stove. He'll take its index finger and touch the wood stove quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Child gets burned. You know, it's not discipline.
It sounds like it's minimizing the condition.
But they believe that showing the child the dangers of the earth. And the reason why is the Japanese symbol for discipline is safety also. And
okay.
That's what you're trying to do. So your child doesn't run out into the road and get run over by a truck. You can say stop, and the child will listen to you and stop.
Interesting thoughts. We'll talk about that. Kim, thank you very much for the call. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can call in 603-435-1105. That is the ProXPN not toll-free. Again, not toll-free number. So make sure you're aware of that when you do call in tonight. But Mark?
CashIntoCoins.com is the best way to get Bitcoins. It's fast, safe, legal, easy, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. A lot of people have been asking me recently, why is Bitcoin, why are Bitcoin prices stalled between, you know, right around $400 or $500?
Wait a minute. Because every time they complain, oh, this thing's, you know, too volatile, it's going up and down. And then they say, oh, well, you know, why is it only 400?
Now it's stalled, right?
Yeah, okay, got it.
It's either volatile or it's stalled. It isn't leveled out, and I don't think it's leveled out by any stretch of imagination, personally, but that's an opinion of one person.
Two people.
I think it's going to continue to go up and up. That's my opinion. But I think a lot of people are holding with the expectation it's not going to go, that it's going to go upward. And listen, folks, if you want Bitcoins to go upward, you got to use them as a currency.
Right.
They have to be useful. People have to value them. So you got to get out there and buy things with your Bitcoins. When you buy things with your Bitcoins, I recommend you replace the Bitcoins that you have used in the purchase. And I recommend you use CashIntoCoins.com to do that. Orders under $40 carry no fee. CashIntoCoins.com, make it easy for you. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer, CashIntoCoins.com.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting one of the guys behind Cash Into Coins in Toronto at the Bitcoin Expo.
Did you? Okay.
Phenomenal event, and he was just a real sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah, they're nice guys. So, yeah. I've done a lot of business with them.
Yeah, fantastic. So let's get back to the phones. This has been a nonstop phone night. I love it when it works that way. And we've got Billy in Asheville, North Carolina. Billy, are you with us?
No, I think we talked to Billy, didn't we?
No, I don't think we talked to Billy. Okay. Billy, are you there? Going once. Going twice.
Drop him.
Three times you're out. Okay, let's go to Michael in Virginia Beach. Michael, are you with us?
I am with you. Thank you for letting me call back.
Oh, no, you can't call back, Michael. I'm sorry, it's one call a night.
I'm not calling back tonight.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry, gotcha. That. Sorry, Michael. Go for it.
Never call back, Michael.
You need a spanking, Michael. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my.
No. Last night, you were having a conversation about whether or not Clive Bundy was a racist. The conversation went on for 2 hours.
Three.
And so in the third hour, pardon me?
Three.
Well, no, I said after it had gone on for 2 hours, I called in the third hour, and I suggested we ought to be talking about the more important issue of why the oligarchs were wanting to steal this man's land from him and his livelihood. And Ian asked what he later said when I did call back, and he said, well, no, I can't let you on now. You have to call back tomorrow, which is tonight.
Right.
He asked what he said was a rhetorical question. Well, with all, you know, with 87% of Nevada being owned by the feds, why would they want this man's land?
Yeah, I asked that same question last night.
Yeah, and I wasn't given a chance to respond to it. And I don't think that is something that should be treated as a rhetorical question. It's a serious question.
Go for it, Michael.
I mentioned that, first of all, the senator from Nevada, Harry Reid, wants that land for his son and for the Chinese because they want to develop solar power plants out there.
I read this report from Infowars.com. It was sent to me by a friend, and I read it, and it seems like there's a big area that they're looking at putting solar panels in, and they wouldn't necessarily need this grazing land to do it. But the biggest concern I have about the theory, and it's a theory, right? Like we've just seen some pieces of paper talking about it, is that is Ryan Bundy was on the show with me and Ian, and we talked about it, and he didn't seem to share this belief.
Well, that's because he doesn't understand how these oligarchs operate. First of all, he's not the only landowner, farmer, cattleman out there that have had his livelihood taken from him.
There have been several?
His land and several dozen. So, and the other point is, it doesn't matter how much land it is if an oligarch wants what you have. We have the classic case in the Bible of King Ahab and his wife, Queen Jezebel, wanting the vineyard of a man named Naboth in Jezreel because it was close to the palace. And he offered him money. He offered him a different vineyard, even a better vineyard, but he wanted that one. But the Bible says that a man shall not give away his father's inheritance, the land that he inherited from his fathers. So Naboth wouldn't give it away. And Queen Jezebel said, well, quit your sullen, sulking King Ahab, and I'll take care of this matter. And what she did was she sent letters to the officials in that land, like the Nevada officials. She sent letters out to them telling them to frame this man, Naboth, say that you heard him blaspheme the Lord, take him out and stone him, and then we'll take his land from him. This is a theme in history.
It certainly is, but that doesn't make it true here. Yeah. Do you understand? The difficulty is when one levels an accusation like this. I agree with you. Oligarchs everywhere. This country is ruled by the rich. No doubt about it. It's like what this theory is it's asking me to put two and two together, and I don't know if it's two and two. I'm looking at two separate facts. Yep, they're building.
Wait a minute. This is not theory. It is not theory that Mr. Reed's administrative assistant is now heading up the Bureau of Land Management. That's not theory. It's not theory that he has been blowing up over this thing as though he himself were losing millions of dollars because this guy doesn't get out of his way.
There's a lot of Democrats all across this country are wanting to go after Cliven Bundy because he's a tax cheater, whatever. I mean, this is what they do. They find, oh, here's an issue that we can turn Democrats and Republicans against each other on, and it'll be fun. And they do it.
Well, those officials in the Bible that did Jezebel's bidding for her and killed this guy, they weren't upset just because they wanted the land for themselves. They wanted to please the king and his queen. That's all this is. They're up in arms because this man is the majority leader in the Senate. He wields an awful lot of power.
Thank you for your thoughts. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, InfoWars would make the case that, like, a lot of these land grabs are designed to essentially make, America into a paradise for the elites and all this stuff, you know. Well, so anyone
what about Agenda 21? Don't they have that map
that
shows, like, they want to push all the people into cities and have all the land be owned by the government that's in the rural
place? Sure. But, I mean, yeah, will people in power just grab whatever they want? Certainly. King David, if all these stories are true, King David grabbed Bathsheba and just said, no, I want her, and I'll send her husband off to war to die. So godly man or not, he'll do it. You know, the people in power will take what they want. So I think that's an interesting recurring theme. But, yeah, I don't know that this is, what exactly the total reasons are behind this whole Bundy thing.
Well, yeah, and I think that, InfoWars makes a living out of sort of showing some facts and helping you to put together a theory.
Sure.
Are they right? Some of the times they're right. Are they wrong?
Yeah.
Some of the times they're wrong.
Yeah.
And, we don't do that on Free Talk Live. I'm much more, let's talk about what's absolutely we're clear on. And what we're, clear on is that Ryan Bundy didn't seem to think that this was the case. You'd think that if his land was being taken from him, his dad's 70-something years old, it might as well be his son's land. If he thought his land was being taken from him, he might have done a little studying as to why it might be the case.
Sure.
And that maybe, people that are reading some website out there don't have all the answers. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
when you're not questioning your premises, you're not going anywhere.
No, right. So your thoughts, do you have any, what are your theories as far as with the whole Bundy situation? You can call in 603-435-1105, Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators' once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus more deals at your local store. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.